what's the context of what we're learning here? On Chof Tes Amid Aleph, the Mishnah, we had the Mishnah before, Elohim HaKroivim, Chof Zayin Amid Beis, then you had Elohim HaPsulim. It tells you who's Posoleidus. In the first paragraph, it tells you about the Dayanim. Then it tells you who are Posoleidus. Then it says, and how do you accept the Eidim? Ketzed Boitkim Eso Eidim on Dav Chof Tes Amid Aleph. So now the Mishnah says that that requirement for Drisha V'Chakira is not restricted, even on the Chumash, it only says it by Nefashis, and it's lined out to Exerisha, but it applies equally to Mamanis because of the Pasuk of Mishpatech Yolachem. So the Gemara picks up on this topic, and they ask Akasha, is that true? Dini Mamanis mi be'inon, Drisha V'Chakira, or Eminu, they have Akasha, well, they quote a Tosefta. It says in the Tosefta, Shtar Shaz Manakosa Be'echad Benissin, Bishmita, Boe de Miyamru, Echatami de Mashtar Zevalob, Yom Ploni, Monohoyism, and Bunkum Ploni. The Shtar says it was written Rosh Chodesh Nissen Shnasa Shmita in New York, and then Edim come and they say, Imonohoyism. The whole week before and the week after Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he was in Yerushalayim. He wasn't at all in New York. Mamasha Hazom, Halob Yom Ploni, Monohoyism, Bunkum Ploni. So the Tosefta says, Shtar Kosher, Imam Shazoma, Shtar Kosher be Eid of Ksherim. Normally, if you're Mazim Eidim, so you don't accept Hagodas Eidis, and the Eidim become Pasal Eidis in the future. Here it says, no problem, the Shtar remains Kosher, and the Eidim are Kosher. Why? Because Chashinon usually has the connotation, Yechoshish Lahachmir. Here it means Choshish Lahokel. You have in rare cases in the Gemara. The word Chashin, Choshishim goes Choshim Lahokel. So it says, Chashinon, we have a right to be made, Hashem Yechruhu B'Kosfu. So that's what the Tosis points out over here. The end of the Tosis. The last four lines in the Tosis and Chashinon. So they say, on the first Gemara, on the first daf in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi comments on the Gemara that whenever there's a suffix, whether a shtar is kosher or pasul, so misafik ha-motzimach ve'ala v'ra'i say the shtar is no good. Because the other fellow is muchsuk. The malva comes with a shtar that may or may not be authentic. And then you say, the loiva is muchsuk on the money. It's in his bank account. So amotzi mecharel avarai, you can't collect. So Tosis says, Tosis is masig on Rashi. And they say, see from these gemara that it's not true. Whenever there's a sofik regarding the kashrus of the shtar, and the person who's holding the shtar is one to whom the shtar was intended to be handed over. That's the balashtar. The one who authorizes the writing of shtar, we give him a title of the Das HaMeschayev. The Loiva is the Das HaMeschayev. He's the one who authorized the Eidim to write it. Then it's intended to be handed over to the Malva. So the man whose name appears in the Shtar, it says that I lent him money, and I'm holding on to the Shtar. So whenever you have Tfisas Balashtar, the Balashtar Taina is the Shtar is kosher. Aye, but the Eidim come in the Mazma, so he gives a whole explanation. So we say, Mistoma HaKol B'Hech Shanasa. That's what you see from this Tosefta. You have a shtar that says Rosh Chodesh Nissen in New York, and the Eidim come and they say, what kind? And Shnas HaShmita, the Eidim come and say, the whole Shnas HaShmita, he was in Eretz Yisrael. How can it be? He wasn't in New York at all. He wasn't missing at all in Eretz Yisrael. So they confront the Malva. They say, what do you say about this? So he says, Ichruhu b'kosvu. Whatever that means, we'll get to that soon. Machleg is Rashi and Tosis. So the Gemara says, because the Malva is holding on to the shtar, this Tvis is Bala shtar. And itainas that everything was done properly, so that's halacha. Shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. The same question: whenever you have a shtar, Malva has a shtar that says a lova owes him $1,000. Lova says, "I never saw you before. I don't know who in the world you are. I never borrowed a penny from you. This shtar must be a forgery. I don't know what you're talking about." So we say, "No, the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. That's minat Torah. Eidim achsimal shtar nasik mishnah dus and best. The shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. That it's not a forgery." It's only mid the Rabbanon that we chashinon, we choshish for ziyuf, and mid the Rabbanon you have to have kei mashtab. I mean, I tell you only. So that's what Tosis points out. Mashma mihocha the talina misafkel hachshav asashtab, because the pirush akunt is reish parakam of the Rosh Hashanah, the Rashi over there says faket. Rashi says, whenever this is safek, they say, I'm otim achav yalav harai. Psa chidush and hilcha shtar. Whenever this is safek, whether the shtar is kosher, and the Baal HaShtar is holding on to the shtar, tainas, and he explains away, he explains the issue. So then we say the shtar is made, that everything is fine. Mistama HaKol B'Hech Shanas. Fine. So the Gemara, okay. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha, the Yisal Kadaitach, and according to our Mishnah, that Echad Din Mamas V'Echad Din Nefashis Sinid Rishim HaKira, so fine, he faremfers the stira, they were mazim, the edim on the star. So the balashtar, the malve, explains away the whole contradiction. He says, zechruhu v'kosvu, but the Gemara says, still has sakasha, but bottom line, we still don't know. There is no zmanam okam. We don't know what date did the halva really take place. So you don't know when it happened. These halkadait rabbinim drishim v'chakir heche chashinon, shema ichru v'kosvu, how do you have the right to be makel? To believe the malve with the tainas balashtar, that everything is hakol behech shenase, but where is the zmanam okam? It's missing zmanam okam. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's, yeah, okay. Before we proceed, what does it mean, Shem Ichruhu Bekosvu? So here there's a major machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi translates, Ichruhu Bekosvu, the Edom on the star really saw the Halvoa in the summertime. And then they went to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year. They saw the Halva in the summertime, and the Loiva authorized the Edom, write a shtar, so the Malva will have a Milva b'shtar, so he'll be able to collect from the Lukuchas, and I won't be able to say Parua. So the Edom said, fine, we're going to write a shtar. So instead of using their brain, instead of writing the shtar the same day the Halva occurs, so they wait half a year later, it's already b'shchodesh Nisan, and they're both learning in Eretz, and they remind themselves, we forgot to write the shtar. So they write the shtar... They write the shtar now, and they write today's date, because the shtar is going to make Shiba Nechasim. Let's say, if the halvot took place today, and the shtar is written next week, so the Shiba Nechasim only begins from the time that the shtar was given over to the Malva. So if they write the shtar in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, let's say the Malva visited Eretz Yisrael. The Malva, what happened? Yeah, the Malva visits Eretz Yisrael, and he tells the two Edim, I made a halva in the middle of the summer, and the loiva authorized you to write a shtar. Where's the shtar? Never wrote the shtar. So they finally remind themselves. So they write a shtar. So they write, the malva lent the money, $100,000 in New York, but they're not going to write the date of Av, because they're only giving him the shtar today. And then he'll be able to collect from the lukucha starting from Av. That's muktam. That's not legitimate. It's not muktam. It's true. That's when the halva occurred. But on Milva Baal Peh, there's no Shiv Nechasim for whatever reason. They demand a term of the Rabbanim. But bottom line, there's no Shiv Nechasim. There's only Shiv Nechasim on Milva Bishtar. So they write today's date. So they write, every sentence is correct. The Malva lent the Loiv $100,000 in New York. And they write today's date. Today's date is authentic. Today's date, because they're going to give it over to the Malva today. Just came to visit Eretz Yisrael Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He comes for Pesach and he asked the Edom, he forgot to write a Shtar. So they write in the Shtar and now they give it over. So Rashi learns, that's what it means. Maybe they woke up 7 months later, they wrote the shtar in Nisan, they wrote the correct date. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and this is to ascertain that the Malva lent the loiva $100,000 in New York. And they don't say when he lent them the money. So it gives you the mistaken impression that the Havoah took place today in New York. So that's when the Edom come and amazim. These guys were in Eretz Yisrael the whole year. They were learning in the yeshiva. The shtar is a mezuyah. So then the Malva says, no, I visited Eretz Yisrael. If I emphasize the whole story. So the Gemara is bothered. But if you need Drisha v'chakira, they never said when the halva took place. Fine, the date that they wrote is an accurate date when the Shiva Nechasim begins. But they never wrote when the halva took place. And the Mishnah says you need Drisha v'chakira. You don't have this man over here. So the Gemara is going to answer that midrabbanan, they allowed it. I, what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah telling you what the din deraisa used to be. And the Tosefta in Makkos is telling you, after the Chachamim did away with the requirement for Yidush V'chei, how can they do away for the posting of Chumash, a din deraisa? So we say, Hefke Bezna, Hefke. And Didi Mamun is any takana the Chachamim make, the mechanism that every takana works is based on Hefke Bezna, Hefke. Fine.
Hakir takes place in Bezdin, and that's now, That's not before. In other words...
Well, the Malva produces the shtar. Yeah. Malva comes back after Pesach, comes back to America, and he wants to collect from the Loiva.
So they say that
Edom comes... So the Edom come and they say...
So he explains it. That's the Drisha Bachakira. Isn't that Drisha Bachakira's in Bezdin?
No, the Malva, if I emphasize, the Malva explains why there's no stira. The Malva has the... Malva is the Balashtar. He has Tfisa's Balashtar. And he tainas that the shtar is valid. I the edim amazim, it's kula sheker. He says not sheker, and he gives the whole story. So the din is that we believe the malve since he has tvisas bala shtar, and he tainas a gerech the taina. And it could well be that it's so. Whenever there's a sofek on a shtar, and the malve tainas that it's kosher. So that's what Tosfos says from this gemara, from other gemaras like that, that we say the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. So the gemara still asks, but you still don't know when the halvo occurred. I gave the case, the halvo occurred in Ov, in the middle of the summer. And the Eidim went for a Chodesh Elul, they went to learn for a year in Eretz Yisroel. And then they never wrote the shtar. So the Malva happens to come to Eretz Yisroel for Pesach, he comes with Chodesh Nissen, and he confronts them. You never wrote me a shtar, so they write the shtar. So they write on the top line, they write today's date, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Shnas HaShemitah. And then they write, this is to ascertain that the Malva lent the Leiva in New York City $100,000. So you get the mistaken impression that he lent them the money today. But they have to write today's date. They can't write the date in Ov because that'll be a mukdam. Then the Malva will collect from the Lukuchus who bought the karka in between the Halvoa and the giving over the shtar. He's not allowed to. So they wrote the right date. But they shouldn't have written, today's date. With 6 months ago with the Mokum, it doesn't correspond. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Omer Aleph, but the Gemara says Ki Yasvisu Behini. If you're in the middle, if you're sitting at the Eidim or in the city Hini, Ksova Behini. When you write the date and you write the Mokum, don't write the Mokum of the Halvor. Write the Mokum of Ksivas Ashtar. If you're writing the date of the Ksivas Ashtar, you're writing Mishchodesh Nissan. So where were your brains? You're writing New York. The Malva lent the money to the Loiva in New York, and they write today's date. They didn't write Sheker. They didn't write that he lent the money today in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't write that he lent them the money today in New York. They wrote he lent them the money in New York, and today's date is, they're two different sentences. But it's misleading. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, Ki Asvisa Behini, if you're sitting in the city heating when you write the Shtar, Ksova Behini, you write the Mokam Aksiva. Va'af agav demimsu luchumili b'shili, even though the Halvot took place in Shili, don't write the city Shili. So that's Rashi learned. That's what they did over here. Shemich achashina. We have a right to be toila ichruhu v'kasvu. So Rashi translates. Maybe the Edom didn't get the right to shtar till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Avor really took place in Ov. They didn't write the shtar till Nissan, and instead of writing the mokum of Yerushalayim where they are, they wrote the mokum of Shili. I the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. So Rashi says, but it's okay. Miun kasvu b'Shili le'mitzvah b'hachi. If they wrote the Shili, it's also kosher b'di'evit. And that Gemara is an etzet toivu kamashmal and shouldn't get into trouble because they're going to write today's date. And the mokum from New York says someone's going to come and say it doesn't correspond. They were in Eretz Yisrael the whole year. How could they write the New York and Rosh Chodesh Nissan? So the Malva will have to farem for. They have to remember what happened, have to farem for what's going on. So that's an etzet toivu. So Rashi says it doesn't pasal b'di'evit. So all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The Tosfos is there in the first daf in Rosh Hashanah, I think, asked on Rashi. And the Chiddush Aran quotes it over here. So the oil asked on Rashi. The Gemara there says, Beferish, that it does pass over b'di'evit. Rashi writes, Miyun kosfa b'shili la mifsal b'hachi. If you wrote the mokum where the halvo occurred with today's date, it doesn't pass over b'di'evit. So Tosfos and the Rishonim ask, you look in the Gemara Gittin daf pei. It says, Beferish, it's no good. It says, when you write a get, They're on the east side. There's the eastern side of the heights and the western side of the heights. So the husband says, write a get and write, we're in the eastern side of Washington Heights. So instead of writing the eastern side, so they wrote the western side. And then he goes and he gives a get on the eastern side and it has the wrong mokum. So the Gemara says it's pasul b'di'evit. And then the connection with that din, that if they wrote the wrong side of the heights, they wrote the wrong mokum, the Gemara quotes this memory, Ki asisa behini, ksova behini, don't write b'shili. How can Rashi say that b'di'evit it's kosher? The Gemara says the Feresh that b'di'evit it's possible. So the Ran writes, Chiddush Aran writes on Ardaf, unless you'll say that there's some svara to distinguish between a get and shar shtaris, but he doesn't see any svara in the world. That's the Ran, somewhere over here. Here it is. Elam Kain Nitaret, the Hahu Davke Begitten, Ipsil, Avle Shtar Shtar is Lam Ipsil. What's the room to distinguish between Getten and Shtar Shtar? It's very simple, very poshut. Why? Let's say, this is Maisim Mechol Yoim, when someone gets married, B'Shatoiv Matzlach, as everybody should the happily married. When someone gets married, so they're sitting by the chassan's tish and they fill out a ksuba. And the chassan tells the eidim, sign the ksuba. Do you know what it says in the ksuba? It says, we the undersigned testify that we were watching when the chassan said, Hari et mekudeshes li. And it didn't say Hari et mekudeshes li. That's what it says. Havei leli intu. The chassan told the kala, Havei leli intu kadas mashi of Yisrael. I will support you, I'll get a job, I'll support you, I'll give you. He never said anything. How can they sign Eidah Sheker? So the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Basra, let's say, the poor man wants to borrow $1,000 from the rich man. The rich man is busy, he has no time to sit and listen to a whole story. So the poor man wants to have a shtar prepared in advance. So he tells the Eidah, write a shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from the rich man. Then I'm going with today's date. So I'm going to go to the rich man, try to convince him. And if he's prepared to, then I'll say, here, I have a shtar ready. If you lend me any money, I'll give you the shtar right now. If I'm going to tell him I have to write a shtar now, he's going to say, go fly kite. I have no time to waste another 10 minutes until you write a shtar. So the loiva wants to have the shtar ready. So the Mishnah says that that's legitimate. Curse from a shtar, the loiva, afal pishayim, malva imo. The loiva tells the Adam, write a shtar, sign a shtar that says, I borrowed $1,000 from the malva today. So you're allowed to do that. How can you do this? Mamash Eidah Sheker? How can you sign Eidah Sheker? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, the answer is, Hadas Baldin Kemei Eidim Dami. The Chassan tells the Eidim, sign a shtar that I make a Hadas Baldin, that I married the girl, and I said, I'll support her, I'll love, honor, cherish her, support her for the rest of her life. So he made a Hadas Baldin. And the Loiva tells the Eidim, I didn't borrow the money yet, but I'm making a Hadas Baldin, I want you to sign a shtar that I did borrow the money. He makes a Hadas Baldin. Hadas Baldin kemei Eidim Dami. So Hadas Baldin, the Gemara says in the beginning of Bav Metzia, Eina b'hakrasha v'eina b'hazoma. It can't be makrasha, you can't be mazom. Hadas Baldin is the highest level of biru. So if the Loiva borrows $1,000 on the malve, and he tells the Eidim, write a shtar. He doesn't tell him what date to write, he doesn't tell him what zman to write. He doesn't tell him what date, and he doesn't tell him what makom. So strictly speaking, they can write a false date. If they're going to write a date earlier than the date that the shtar halvol will be handed over to the malva, that's not valid. That's a shtar muktam. They're enabling the malva to collect from the kuchas who bought the karka in between the zman hakosa b'shtar and the zman mesiris hashtar. So that's not right. So the Eidim have to be careful to write the date when the shibin hachosim begins. And then the Gemara says there in the first paragraph of Bava Metzia, how can the Mishnah say in the end of Bava Basra, the very end of Bava Basra, Kosem Shtar Leloiva, Afal Pishay Malveim, but the Leloiva asks the Eidim, write a shtar, sign a shtar that I borrowed $1,000, I want to have it in my pocket, so I'll be able to borrow from the Malve, he'll give me the money, I'll give him the shtar right away on the spot. So the Gemara says, how can the Eidim sign a shtar and give it to the Leloiva? The Leloiva may not succeed in borrowing the money until another year, till another half a year. Lechish, let's be concerned, Shema Kosov Lilvis Benism Lalova Tishrei. Maybe the Eidim are going to sign the shtar today, and the Leiva won't get to borrow the money from the Malva, he won't get to hand over the shtar till 6 months later. He's going to give him over the shtar with today's date. He's going to collect from the Lekuch HaShaloi Kedin. If he's going to give him the shtar 6 months later, it'll be a shtar Muktam has today's date. So the Gemara says, you're right, they can't assign a shtar and give it to the Loiva, you can't trust the Loiva. The Loiva may be Mekalkal, the Lekuchas over here. The Gemara says it's only valid in rare cases. The Gemara says it has to be Shtar Yaknaisa. Okay, the Gemara solves the problem. So whenever the Loiva authorizes the Eidim to write a Shtar, so the date is crucial. They can't write a date at Sheker. They have to be careful to write the date when the Shibin Nechasim begins. But the Mokam, write whatever Mokam you want. The Loiva authorized the Eidim, he made a Hadas Baldin. The Malva's not even there. See, the normal case is the Malva lent the $10,000 to the Loiva, and then the Loiva says, okay, I authorize the Eidim to write a shtar. So they write a shtar lachar amaisa. So they can write, we saw the halvor. We saw the way the Malva lent the Loiva $10,000. But they can write that also even if they didn't see the halvor. The Loiva says, I want to borrow $10,000. So they have the right to write, we saw the Malva lend, they didn't see anything. They can write, we saw the Malva, because the Loiva made a Hadas Baldin. So included in the Hadas Baldin is write a Mishtar for $10,000 or $1,000, make sure it's not Sheker, it should have the right date. But which Mokam? Doesn't make a difference, which Mokam? You made a hadas baldin. Even if it's misleading, even if they'll write, not stam they'll write, today's date is, and we saw the way the Malva lent $10,000 to the live in New York. They're really two different sentences. Even if they're right, we saw the way the Malva lent $10,000 to Pliny today in New York. This is Mama Sheker. He made a hadas baldin. He said, write a shtar. The mokem is irrelevant. So that's where Rashi holds. It doesn't pass a bit yet, but every shtar in Dini Mamanis rests on hadas baldin. You have to have das ha-mischayev. In the Dini Mamanis, when you have a das ha-mischayev, you make a hadas baldin. It's ain't a b'hakosha v'azama. Even if they wrote sheker. Even if they wrote, we saw the halvor today in New York, Amrish Chodesh Nisan Shnas HaShmita, which is not true, it's still good. He made Adas Baldin. There's no Hazama. How can he collect from the Lukuches? But the Yedim HaMazim, so we say Shemichru V'Kosvu, whenever there's a Sofk about the Kashmas Ashtar. But there's not a problem of signing Shtek, you have Adas Baldin. But in a get, there ain't no such thing as Adas Baldin. You can't make Adas Baldin in a get. So if in Shtari moment, you can make a Hadas Baldin, that's Kenega de Metzias. We do it all the time, every Chasana. The Adam sign, we saw the way the Chasan said, Habe Leili Inter. They didn't see. They didn't march down the aisle yet. They didn't see. It's by the Chasan's Tish. So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not a problem, because Hadas Baldin. But in Gittin, in a Get, there's no such thing as Hadas Baldin. So there, the Gemara says, Taka Pasol B'Yevin. If the Adam going to sign Sheker in the Shtar, whenever there's Hadas Baldin, it's not Sheker. Hadas Baldin is the highest level of Birur. So it's Emes.
If you decide not to marry him, or if the Malva decides not to lend the money, does that mean that he's still obligated to pay?
No, it's self-understood. When you make a Shtari Aknaise, when you make the Kaninim and Eidim, one of the Kashal and the Kanyeve, so the Gemara says it's understood, it's only on the condition that the Shtar will ultimately be handed over to him, then it'll be kind of from the time they made the Kenyan Suda. But if it's never handed over to him, at the end of the day, it's never handed over to the girl, never handed over to the Malva, then you don't say Kodamineh that the Sheba Nechosim is Chal right away.
If the Shtar is only working Midin Hadas Baldin, and not Mikolach the Edus of the two Edim in the Shtar, so if there had been one Ed in the Shtar, they wouldn't be Machayev Shvod Yerais and Shvod Zedachar? Because this Shtar is not really working Mikolach the Edus, because this man is Pasol, and so it's going to invalidate their Edus. It's only working, the Rebbe was explaining, it's only working Midin Hadas Baldin. There's no real Haggadah Edus on this Shtar, it's just the Hadas Baldin of the Das Mischayev.
No, they gave a Haggadah. Every time there's a shtar mamanis, there has to be a hadas baldin, because you need das ha-mischayev. And then when he tells him write a shtar, he doesn't care whether they write New York, Philadelphia. He has to care about the date. The date has to be emes. It can't be a mugdam. They can't write an earlier date prior to the zman that Shiv Nechasim sets in. But they can write any makam they want. He's not makbid. The Gemara tells Mishnayis and Gittin and Kiddushin, a man sends a shlech to be mikadosh and ish, a man sends a shlech to divorce his own wife. So he says, my wife lives in such and such an address in such and such a city. So he goes and the wife is not there, and the wife is in a different address or in a different city. So the Mishnah discusses, did he mean Kepeda? Or did it just mean Maramokim? Did he mean, I only want you to give the get if it's in this city? Because I won't be so embarrassed. I won't embarrass my wife. It's going to be a different city. I'll be embarrassed. I won't embarrass the wife enough. I don't make a shlich. Was it a kpeda for some reason or another? And it's a shlich shishine b'shlichusa if he does the shlicha somewhere else. But it says, just a maramokim. He said, my wife is there. If she's not there, so go find her wherever she is. I'm just helping you find her. So that's a machloikis when a man sends a shlich to be mekadosh and isha, megarish and isha. So the Mishnais discuss, when is the kpeda, when is it maramokim? How do you figure it out? But when the Loibe tells the Edom, sign a shtar, there's no kpeda at all. You can write the New York, you can write Philadelphia, you can write Eretz, you can write whatever you want. It doesn't make it, you have to write the right zman. That's crucial. You can't authorize the Edom to write a zman earlier than the zman, earlier than the date that the shtar is going to be handed over to the Malva. That'll be a mukdam. He'll be collecting lukuchish like a din. But as long as they have the zman correct, included in the Hadas Baldin, including the authorization to write the shtar, is write whatever mokim you want. It's lo malo la moirid.
So what, by Gittin doesn't matter?
Because by Gittin and Sheker, by Gittin they can write whatever they want. There is no such thing as Hadas Baldin. Gittin, they're writing, they're signing Edis, shtar is Edis b'shtar, Edis b'ksav, so they have to give Edis Sheker. By Hadas Baldin, it's Edis Emes. He made a Hadas Baldin that he borrowed $10,000 in New York. On Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Hashnas
HaShmita. Why isn't it Edus Rebbele Mitzvah Rebbele Kula? If they're giving the wrong, if they're saying it's in the wrong Makom, and the Makom is...
It's not the wrong Makom, it's Eina B'Hakash of Azam, Hadas Baldin, you can't be Mazam Hadas Baldin. Zeinab HaKashim HaZam, Hadas Baldin is the highest level of beer. So the Chassan tells the Edom, sign a ksuba that I said Harayat. He signed a ksuba, he didn't say Harayat. No one's going to use this ksuba to prove whether the girl is married or not. The ksuba is not relevant, but again, that's what he just said by the Siyum. Ksuba is not going to be used to prove that she's married. The Shtar Kiddushin is to prove whether she's married or not. The ksuba is just to prove that this is Shebut Mamen. Shebut Mamen, the husband makes a Hadas Baldin. Makes Hadas Baldin, said the Edom are signing Emes. The crazy husband made a Hadas Baldin, that he said Harayat. He didn't say Harayat. Who cares? The husband made a Hadas Baldin, he did say Harayat. So if the husband says, write me a shtar, implicit in that is, doesn't make a difference whether the shtar says New York, Philadelphia, Eretz Yisrael. But make sure this man is correct. He tells me, not allowed to write a shtar that has an earlier Zman from this man, they're allowed to collect from the Mal was allowed to collect from the Kul. So they wrote this man from Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Then they write, they could have written neither New York nor Jerusalem, could have written South Africa. Islamah ula marit. It doesn't make a difference. The loiva made a hadas baldin, write a shtar that's valid. So it doesn't matter what city. It's an etza taiva, don't do a stupid thing. You're going to write a shtar where the date is not going to correspond to the makam. So mezimim are going to come later on. They're going to make a whole hullabaloo. So if the malva doesn't forget, if he has the presence of mind, he'll be able to fire him for later on. It was a chruhu v'kosvu. So they wrote the makam from there, and there's man from there. He'll have to fire him for later, and he'll be neman, because he has pieces of balashtar, and it's mistama hakol b'hechshanas. But what do he need the trouble? So that's what Rashi says. That gemara in shtori mamin, it's an eitzah tovi kamach shalei v'yu, the day hazameh, and I'll have to fire him for the hazameh. But strictly speaking, it's included in the hodas baldin. The loiva told the Edom, write a shtar, write whatever makim you want. So that's in mamanus, it's not a problem. That's what the Ran says. Elon came the chalek, and he doesn't like the chilek, but I think Rashi holds that it's a gewaldige chilek.
When would this ever come up in Gidin? Because in Gidin, when you divorce her, you're giving her the shtar already. The shtar's not coming after. So how would you find a case where you might be mu'uk with the shtar or write the different makim if, like, you're not, because the shas nesina is the shas ksiva. The shas ksiva happens before the shas nesina anyway.
A lot of times the ksiva is way before the nesina, yeah.
Right, so when would this come up, a shtar mu'ukhar by a get? I mean, we get from the Gemara and Gittin. Is that what we're getting from the Gemara and Gittin?
No, the Gemara and Gittin talking at the wrong Mokum.
Wrong Mokum and a get.
And a get, yeah. They wrote the western side of the Heights instead. They wrote Bennett Avenue instead of writing Amsterdam.
No, it's not because the ksiva happened there. It's just sound that they...
No, he wrote the wrong Mokum. The get was written and delivered over here on Amsterdam, not on Bennett. So if they wrote the get is being given today on Bennett Avenue, the Gemara says that it's possible even B'diyah, because that's Mamashayda Sheker. It's Mamashayda Sheker. And there is no Hadas Baldin to be Machsherit. But whenever you have a Shtori Mamin where there's a concept of Hadas Baldin, so every shtar, if there's a Das HaMeschai, made a Hadas Baldin, write whatever you please, as long as it says that I owe him so much money.
So at a wedding, the chassan, when he writes the shtar at the tish and they make the kinyan, we usually try to make it the same date as the wedding is going to occur, right? But why do you even need it to be the same?
You don't have to. There's no need that it should be the same date. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, not a tshuva, Moshe Fein has a sefer on Bar Metzia. So he interprets a Tosfos in the first parak in Bar Metzia. Everybody else interprets a simple Pirush HaMilas in the Tosfos. Rav Moshe has long marachas, he has long shiurim, and then he has at the end of the sefer on Bar Metzia, he has a short ha'oris. So one of the short ha'oris, he writes that there's a common practice that they write a ksuba with the date that they're signing the ksuba, make the Kabbalah's Kinyan. Now the chuppah balaylo, so it's a day before, and he says it's not correct. And he interprets that that's what Taisa said, that that's not acceptable. And then in the tshuva, later on, he backed out. And he says he never meant it. I don't know how he can say he never meant it. That's what he says. He's talking about a special case. But in all the cases, all the normal cases, he says he agrees. He made a hadas baldin, that he married her on that day. What's this? That's the Gemara is like that.
They don't have that even by the get.
Right, that's a din in all shtaris. Mistama hakol b'hechshanasa. The Edom only were present when the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They, say they signed that he expressed an interest. They weren't there when he gave over the get. Get is written in New York, and then it's delivered to the wife in California, or a different continent, wherever. So you stay mistama hakol be'achshanas. If the wife is holding on to the get, and she's the bala shtar, and she times the get was given kedas v'kaloch, everything was done properly. So you say the shtar is made, that it's all true. Mistama hakol be'achshanas. That part applies to all shtaris. Yeah, but the haidos baldin, there is no haidos baldin outside of din imamanus. There is no concept of haidos baldin. When the Rishonim raised the question, the Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Chof and the Balamor in Yevamos Daf Lamed, they asked the question, how do you have an institution of shtar? We'll have to talk a lot about that today. How can you have an institution of shtar? Don't you have a pasuk mitpihem alovim piksovim? The Gemara in Gittin Afayin says you learn from the pasuk mitpihem alovim piksovim. So isn't every shtar a violation of a piksovim? So the Tosfos in Ksuvos answers, mitpihem alovim piksovim is when the Edom sign a shtar on their own. So that doesn't have a din of shtar. So they're writing a document and they're mailing in it to Bezin. So that's where Rashi says, Shalo yishalcho eidusam biksav le Bezin. Rashi and Chom HaShvaitz. You send a letter to Bezin, that's not a Kabbalah Seidus. You have to say the Hagodah Baal Peh in the presence of the Bezin. Rav Soloveitchik, like the Pischei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpot, quotes a Ritvo, that what if the Edom are in front of Bezin, and instead of delivering, let's say they have a sore throat, instead of delivering the Hagodah Seidus, they write on a blackboard. That we testify to say we have a sore throat, we don't want to strain our voices, so they read in black. We testify in the presence of the Bezin that this, that, and the other thing. So that the Ritva says in Makas that that's acceptable. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was acceptable. He thought that Mipim Olam Biksav Shalai Shalchu Edusam Biksav the Bezin. If they send it in the mail, so their Haggadah Seidus is today when they write the letter, and then the Kabbalah Seidus is tomorrow or the day after when the letter is delivered to the Bezin office and they read it. So that's what's no good. The Kabbalah Seidus, like the Bezin, has to be simultaneous with the Haggadah Seidus. If there's a Hapsoka, it's not acceptable. But if they're writing on the blackboard in front of Bezin, or they're writing on a piece of paper, we want to testify this, that, and the other thing, and the Bezin is watching when they're writing it. So that would be good. That would be Mipikim. That's not called Mipikso. So that Kasha that Tosfos says, how can you ever have a Shtar? Every Shtar is a violation of Mipikso. So Tosfos says, when there's Das HaMeschayiv, it has the din of shtar. When there's no Das HaMeschayiv, then it's not acceptable, then it's been fixed up. So the Baal HaMor, Yevamos, gives the exact same answer, but he writes it a little snazzier. He writes it a little differently, and that's relevant to what we just said in this run. Baal HaMor writes, Mipihem v'lo mipiksovam. That was the drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Chumash doesn't use that lashon. The Chumash says, Al pishneid, al pishloish edim yakum dover. By din and fash, al pishneid made him, al pishloish edim yom masameis. So it says al pi. So the Gemara has a loshen, a drosh of the Torah shalva by mipi havalom mipik savam. So the Baal HaMor says mipik savam is no good if they write on their own, but if there was das hameschayv, then it's mipik savo. What he's saying is that there was haidos baldin. If you have a haidos das hameschayv, the same as Tosfos. But every case that you have a shtar mamonis, the Das HaMeschayiv implicitly includes within it a Hadas Baldin. So Hadas Baldin is Eina Bakosh of Azama. You can write any city you want. And the husband, the Loiva, when he borrowed the money, when the Loiva borrowed the money, the $10,000 in New York in the middle of the summer, and he says, the Eidim, I authorize you to write a shtar. And he doesn't say, write a shtar with which city. They can write whatever city they want. They're just going to get into trouble if they write the wrong city. But strictly speaking, that's included in his Hadas Baldin. He made a Hadas Baldin that he borrowed $10,000 in Johannesburg. He just says, write a shtar that I owe him $10,000. So implicit in the Hadas Baldin is that he should have the correct date, the date on which the shtar will be handed over to the Malva. But implicit in the Hadas Baldin is they can write any city they want. They can write Moscow, they can write Krakow, they can write whatever they want.
Right. So
the Stamach Kol Be'achshana says considers if the shtar is made on all of this.
Right. So that means there too. Meaning that's also isn't that a that's not a true thing, but it's even by get.
No, that's different. But the get, that when they sign, they sign it to something that they know is true. When they sign the get, they know that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. When they sign, that's all they know. And then later on, the husband gives the get, So we say, not only does the shtar testify to what the witnesses signed at the time that they signed it, it even includes agadah seidus on things that clearly are going to happen in the future, namely that the get will be given over to the isha. And it'll be given over properly. It won't be kligita magabi karka, and according to the rabbi in the time, it'll be given over in the presence of Eidim Mesira, because you have to have Eidim Slikim Adover. So you say, Mistama kol be'ech shana, so everything is included. Okay. But there's still no concept of Haidos Baldin outside of Mominus.
By Mominus, they're right now signing something.
Which is right now they're signing Sheker. But it's not Sheker. The guy made a Haidos Baldin. I didn't say a word about writing Johannesburg. Implicit is you can write whatever city you want. It's Lamala Vilamar. You can't write whatever date you want. It has to be accurate. But you write whatever city you want. That's how Rashi holds. Tosfos, most of the Rishonim disagree. They say, no, if you write Shili, it'll be puzzled by the Eved.
It's just me doing. If it's only me doing Hodas Baldin, according to Rashi, this Shtar, so if the Lova gives an Amasla, and so Das Baldin can be Chosen.
The Loiva tells the Eidim, write a Shtar that I owe money to Pliny, and then they're going to give the Shtar to Pliny. So when does he back out?
He
better back out before he gives it to Pliny. If the Loiva already gave it to the Malva, then it's too late.
Why does it matter? Because the Eidim are only being made that he gave a Hodas Baldin. If he later explains why he gave that Hodas Baldin and it's Choser, so then why is that contradicting the Eidus?
I doubt it. Once he gives over the Shtar, it's considered Haggadah Eidus.
But the Haggadah Eidus is only Haggadah Eidus on the Hodas Baldin, because if it's a Haggadah Eidus that the Havah occurred, the Malkum is a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara says that the certain cases, the Mishnais, the end of Ksuvus have cases, but there's a machlokes satanaim. A masla doesn't always help. A masla has to faram for everything that the person did. So the Gemara has there certain limits how far it goes. If he did too much, if he exaggerated too much, then that masla doesn't help. So you're going to see over here, the Loiva went and gave the shtar over to the Malva, now he's going to give it a masla. After giving over a shtar, he has the Eidim sign a document which never happened, the halva never happened. Then he goes and he gives the shtar, he authorized the Eidim to give the shtar to the Malva. And achari kechlos hakal, after he gives it to the Malva, then he gives it a masla. Some of that's too late. Like the Rishonim say, if the husband comes home and he wants to be with his wife and she's tired, she's angry at him, whatever, so she says she wears big day nidus. In the days of the Gemara, they used to wear different clothing because everybody had to go to mikveh and they had to have different clothing. When she was nidus, she wore shmata dresses. When she was Torah, she had other dresses. She slept in a different bed. Days of the time, they had slept in a different bed. Otherwise, she has to take the bed to the mikveh. The Mishnah talks about, in Mishnah Mikvah, talks about being toivel the bed in the mikveh. The mikveh water is so deep and the headboard is taller than the mikveh surface of the water, so you push it down, then it's in the mud. So it's a whole asik in the Mishnah. So normally the Mishnah has used to have a beis atuma, a different room where the woman slept when she was in need. In the days of the Gemara, most of the women, that's how the Gemara said, most of the women had a vessel's kavod, so they knew, like clockwork, they knew exactly when they're going to become a nidah, and they slept in the other bed, and they wore big day nidus. So the Gemara says, if the woman, the Rishonim says, quoted in the Yaredeya, if the woman wore big day nidusa, and she tells her husband, I'm tamei anilach, then the next night he comes home from the office, she's all lovey-dovey in a nightgown, she wants to be with her husband. So the Rishonim say, Amasla doesn't help over there. Who told her to wear big day nidus yesterday? She just told the husband, tamei anilach. But if she exaggerated, she did too much, then Amasla doesn't always help. If it's the Amasla doesn't farem for everything that the person did. So the Mishnah has, in the end, the last perek in Ksuvos, Mishnah has machlokes hatanoim in certain specific cases where the certain amaslos are acceptable or not. But here it would not be acceptable. Guy makes a hados baldin that he borrowed money from the Malva. Then he tells the Eidim, sign a shtar and give the shtar to the Malva. After he gives the shtar, then he says the whole thing was a fake. I only said it because I was embarrassed or because whatever. Mr. Amaslo would not help. He went too far.
How do we know, let's say, by the Mammon, it's not the same thing like by the get, that they're not really being made, the Eidim aren't being made that he actually lent the money. Maybe the Eidim aren't being made, or that
that he said that he owes the money.
That he plans, that his kavana is to borrow the money.
Yeah, but that's not what they write. They write, this is to ascertain. We saw the way the Malva lent the Loiva $10,000. That's how they write it.
Where did
they see? Because the Loiva told them, I borrowed $10,000 from the Malva. So if they heard that, that's
and by get they don't write, they just write we saw that he wants to. And
the get is written Meloshin, a get is not written Meloshin Eidim, a get is written Meloshin Abal. I am divorcing my wife. And that's why the minig always used to be that when the Eidim sign on the bottom, they write Pliny ben Pliny Eid. And Iksuba, the minig used to be the Beishmullah, and Abinaz writes on Iksuba, the minig used to be just write Pliny ben Pliny. You don't write Eid, because the whole Iksuba is written Meloshin Eidim. We, the undersigned, and the Ksubas in Eretz Yisrael, it always says, Anan Sahadi, we testify to this fact. In America, Chutzlords usually they don't write Anan Sahadi, but it's self-understood Anan Sahadi, because it says the word Hech. In Eretz Yisrael, it says, Anan Sahadi Hech, we testify that. We don't write in America, we don't write Anan Sahadi. More correct would be that you should write Anan Sahadi. But even if you left out those two words, what you say, Bechad B'Shabbos, whatever, you give the date, and then you say, Hech, we are testifying that, the boy said to the girl, I'm marrying you. So it's written Meloshin Eidim. So it's written Meloshin Eidim. So they don't have to identify themselves as Eidim. So the old minig used to be in the days of the Beishmol. Beishmol lived in the 1600s. So he writes that the minig used to be, but a get, they had to write plenty of plenty, Eid, identify who you are, because a get is written Meloshin Abal, and Eksuba, and Ashtar Halva. You don't have to write Eid. It's self-understood that you're at Eid. In the last 150 years, the last 200 years, the minig developed that even in Iksuba, they write Eid. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't write Eid, Eidim, Eidim, get. The Mishnah Gittin says, if the guy writes, his name is Tzvi ben Elimelech, then you don't have to write Eid. If he just writes Tzvi, or just writes ben Elimelech, doesn't write his whole name, then you have to write Eid. But if he writes the whole name, Tzvi ben Elimelech, he doesn't have to write Eid. So that was a minig that the Bishmul records that they added for centuries, that on a get, they sign plenty ben plenty A to identify who they are, because the get has to be written Meloshin Abal. In Gittin, the Rif has a Piske Halachas on all the Gemaras, then the Rif puts together a composite, the text of the get, that the common text of the get. So in the Rif, they have printed the word Hech. It means that we, the undersigned, testify that. So on the side of the page, they have the Shilti Giborim, on the side of the page on the Rif, in the end of Gittin, on the Av Pei Vav, when he has the text of the get. So they quote that the Rosh says that word Hech is a mistake, that a get is supposed to be written Meloshin Abal, it's not supposed to be written Meloshin Ha'edim. So the word Hech doesn't belong there. Hech means we testify that. It's supposed to be written, I am divorcing my wife. It's not supposed to be written, we the undersigned testifying that the man is divorcing his wife. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. True.
I thought the loaf, like the loaf that pays,
Yeah.
So that it's not bringing it from his perspective. Like he has to, when he goes to the soaker, he has to bring along like two Eidim even to get the document written up.
No, he doesn't have to bring the Eidim. He can have the soaker write it, then have the Eidim sign it later.
But it says we saw alone take place.
Yeah, because the loiver makes a, when he asks them to sign a shtar halvoya. Implicitly, he's making a hadas baldin that he lent me $1,000. The leiter tells him I didn't succeed in convincing the malva yet to lend me the money. I hope that by the end of the day I'll convince. Hope by the end of the month I'll convince him, or whatever. Hope I'll convince him. So the eidim say, okay. So implicitly, he's making a hadas baldin that I borrowed the money from the malva. So the eidim write, we saw the way he borrowed money from the malva because he made a hadas baldin that he borrowed money. That's the highest level of birim.
That's what's written in the document.
Yeah, we testify, Anan Sadi, that the Leiva borrowed $100,000 from the Malva. We saw it with our own two eyes. What they see? They saw the Leiva make a Hidos Baldin. So, Ein L'mayla Hemena, that's the highest level of Bira. It's just as good as seeing with your own eyes. They heard from the Leiva. The Leiva is now Ein Abakosh V'Azama, when you make a Hidos Baldin. So that's how Rashi translates the word. Chashina, we have the right to be Toila. Chashina does mean L'chum, it means L'kula here. Chashina, we have a right to be Taylor Shem Ichruhu Vikosfu. They wrote New York because that's where the Halvot took place, but they wrote the date when the Malva came to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and he saw the two guys in the yeshiva. He said, you forgot to write the shtar, Ichruhu Vikosfu. Maybe they wrote the shtar 6 months later, so the date is correct. And the Mokam is from long ago, and Rashi holds that's kosher. Rashi learns in the Gemara, even though he wrote Hili Shini the wrong way, so Rashi says, but yeah, but it's kosher. They violated the Eitz HaToyfa that the Gemara gives. All the other Bishayim say it's impossible. The Gemara befeirus that it passes b'di'evet. They can't write the... It's outright checker. They write today's date. They didn't write a shekel. They wrote today's date is Rosh Chodesh Nissan Shnas HaShmita, Tav Shenayin Hei. Then they write this at ascertain that we were witness that the Mava lent a life of $10,000 in New York. They didn't say it's today. They didn't say it's today. But still, if you put two and two together, it sounds like he lent him the money today. So that's Eidah Sheker. So the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. If that happened, they say it'll be possible but he have it. Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, they're right. They disagree with Rashi. They don't hold from this chilik that we said. So how do they translate Shem Ichruhu v'kasvu? Not that they forgot to write the shtar till the Malva comes to Eretz and he reminds them. No. He lent them the money in the summertime. In Ov of Tavshin Ayin Dalet, when he lent them the money, so he says, the Malva says, I'd like to have, there should be a milva b'shtar, I don't want to just to have a milva balpeh. So the Loive says, okay, do you need a shiv in the chosim as of today? So he says, no. You can start, let's say, the Loive says, I'm planning to sell some karka in the next couple months. Do you insist you want all the karka to be mishum? He says, no, good enough. Start the shiv in the chosim from this and of next year. So they wrote the shtar today in Ov, in New York, and they wrote Ichruhu v'kosvu. They wrote it today. Not that they wrote it 7 months later. They wrote it today, but they wrote Azman Mu'uchar. That's acceptable. The Malva doesn't demand, he doesn't insist that he needs a Shim Lachasman on all the karkos of the Loive. Let's say the Loive is going to sell some karkos to a good friend of the Malva. So the Malva says, I don't want to chip to him. He's a good friend of mine. So we're going to write in the shtar, call karka oisav of the loiva amishuba to the malva, except for karka X, Y, and Z. Because I know he's going to sell X, Y, and Z to my best friends. I don't want to bother them. I just want to, whoever, any other lukuchas, the malva wants to collect from the others if the loiva doesn't have any assets. But he doesn't want to take away X, Y, and Z from his best friends who want to buy. So you can leave out certain karkos. That's how Taisa says. Shem yichru v'kasvu, not like Rashi. Taisa starts off, pirish akuntris, Ichru mi'lichtav, they did the Adam, didn't write it till 7 months later. And then Tosfos said, that's not the pshat. Ichru v'kosvu means they wrote it in Ov, but the Malva said, I don't need Shem l'chasim starting from Ov. Maspik if I get Shem l'chasim from Nissen. So that's acceptable. So the Gemara says, fine, it's acceptable, but you're missing the Zman of the Halvoa. They wrote the date when the Shem l'chasim begins. But they didn't write the Zman of the Halvoa. Without a Halvoa, there isn't going to be any Shiv Nechasim. So if the Mishnah says you need Risha v'chakira, the law must speak just to have the Zman when the Shiv Nechasim begins. The Edom have to say when the Halvoa took place. Does not Tosef and Makas contradict the Mishnah? Here you have a shtar. Fine, the Shiv Nechasim begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Malva was Meichel Shiv Nechasim until then. But the Edom and the shtar didn't say when the Halvoa took place. That's the Gemara's Kasha. You have the right to be toilet. Shem Ichruhu v'kosvu, it's okay. But where's this man? The mokum we have. They wrote the mokum was New York. That's where he lent him the money. Where do you have this man when the halvot took place? Freg de Gemara said, why are you asking a steer between a tosefta and a mishnah? You should have really taimech. If you're worried about a steer, tikshalach masnisen, there's a bevarish mishnah in Shvius. They tell you where it is, Shvius. That says Shtarichov Hamgdam and Psulim Bahamukharam Sher. If I make a lenya money today and we write a Shtar Halvoe with a date from last year, so that's Genevish Shtik, then I'm having the Adam sign that you have the right to collect from the Lukuchus of bought karkos for me in the last year. How do you have no right to? Shim Nechas money begins from today when I give over, when the Levi gives the Shtar over to the Malva. Shim Nechas can't begin retroactively a year from before. But Hamukharim Ksherim, if I give you a star halva today and it has a later date, that is acceptable. That's how Taisus learned Chashin and Shem Echru v'Kasvu. They wrote the star in Ov, and they wrote the date from Nissen because the Malva says, I'm a vater, I don't need Shim Nechasim on everything. It's enough if I'll have Shim Nechasim from a Shchodesh Nissen on. So that's a Beferish and Mishnah. What do you need? A Tosefta that says, Chashin and Shem Echru v'Kasvu is enough in a Mishnah, Hamukharim Ksherim. What's this Mishnah doing in Shviyas? There it's talking about a pruzbul. So pruzbul is fakeret. Pruzbul is fakeret, no? Let's say I have... What's a pruzbul? Shvi'is mishameta. Mishmita comes to an end, so all the halvos are canceled, let's say. So I go to the bezdin. So Hillel made a takon of a pruzbul. You go to the bezdin. You must have to the bezdin. So then it's not canceled. Okay. So what happens? I'll write a pruzvil. Rosh Chodesh Elul of Tavshin Ayin Dalet, a month before Shemitah comes, a month before Shemitah begins. Okay, let's say a month before Shemitah begins. Rosh Chodesh Elul Tavshin Ayin Hey, the end, a month before Shemitah comes to an end, whatever. And then I lend out money after I wrote the pruzvil. So I couldn't be Moshe Shteros LeBezin. I didn't give over the shtar to the Bezin that I didn't lend the money yet. The pruzvil only helps on the halvos that already took place, that are already existent. I can't make a pruzvil on a chayv that's lo boli olam. So the guy's going to be a wise guy. He's going to tell the Bezin, write a pruzvil with a date from later, with Erev Rosh Hashanah. Write a pruzvil Erev Rosh Hashanah. But it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah today. So he can't give over the chayvus to the Bezin that he didn't lend out yet. So if you wrote a pruzbul hamu'uchar, that's not valid. Well, let's say he writes a pruzbul hamukdam. He writes, today is, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Shnas HaShemitah, and he has a lot of halvois. He's a person who lends out a lot of money. And then he tells the Bezin, write a pruzbul. Write the pruzbul as of Rosh Chodesh Ador of this year. But he made halvois after Ador. So the pruzbul will be valid for all of the chayvus that existed before Rosh Chodesh Ador. He's mevater, he's not making a pruzbul on the halvois that he made in the month of Ador. So the Mishnah says if you have a pruzbul, it's just a reverse from normal. This Mishnah in the Perek Yud is all about the Shemitas Ksofim and about writing a pruzbul. So it says there if you have a pruzbul hamugdam, that's kosher, because the malva is mevater on the chayvus that he made after this man HaKosbah. He didn't make a pruzbul on that, but his pruzbul hamuchar is no good because he's trying to include the chayvus that took place after he made the pruzbul. So that's not legitimate. As opposed to shtori chayv, where the din is just the reverse. Shtori chayv hamakdam and mabtsuno hamacharim kshem. So the Gemara says, what do you have to quote from a Tosefta for? That it says, shem yichru v'kosvu. There's such a thing as a shtar mu'uchar, that it's good. They write a shtar in Ov, and they write a later day from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a Mishnah, shtori chayv hamacharim is ksherim. It's a Mishnah like that. V'yisal g'dach b'in d'vishim v'chakir, mocharim amak ksherim. So the Gemara says, hold like kasha. Why did we ask from a Tosefta? Isn't it a stronger kasha? Isn't it adifa? Isn't it a stronger kasha? A Mishnah and a Mishnah? A Tosefta, maybe it's a misprint. Maybe a Tosefta, maybe it's not reliable. But isn't it a stronger kasha to ask a Mishnah and a Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kasha. V'litamech, if you're asking already a kasha from Shnorichov Hamulchorim, that a kasha, tikshalach masnisen, a kasha from a Mishnah is stronger than a kasha from a Tosefta. You must say, hold on, kasha. This is Kantaina. Why did I ask from a Tosefta? Why didn't I ask from a Mishnah? No, adifa meneku amina. The kasha from the Tosefta is stronger than the kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says, shtori chav hamacharim is good. And here we have a Tosefta with this din that if you have a shtar and it's questionable if the shtar is kosher, that's the last four lines in Tosis. Whenever there's a shtar and it's questionable if it's kosher, so you always have the right to be toila lahakal that it is kosher. What if you always have the right to be toila? You have to add on a little bit to the story that the malva has tfisas bala shtar. Malva is holding on to the shtar. And the malva tainas, he's explaining everything away. He says the halvot took place in New York and the shtar was written on Rosh Chodesh Nissan or whatever. He explains everything away, and we say mistama hakol behech shenase. That's probably the case. Usually people are not lying. Why is it that a shtar minatora doesn't require kiyum? So Rashi says, because Rashi writes in Gittin, l'chotzefinish l'ziyuf. Most people will not forge a shtar. Then later on in the days of the Tanoim, human nature became more corrupt since the days of Matan Torah. It's still a rov people would not l'chotzefinish l'ziyuf, but the group of liars and cheaters became bigger, so the Chachamim instituted that you need a kiyum ashtar. But the whole idea that whenever there's a sofik and a heksher of the shtar, you go to kula, because there's a tvisas bal ashtar, and the bal ashtar is tining, he's explaining everything away, explaining why it's legitimate, and we assume mistama hakol b'hekshen aser. Like we had the Gemara, I think we just had a Gemara recently, or it was a different Gemara, I forgot. Chazoka. We had it. If you have a shtar, and we're not sure if the kid was bar mitzvah at the time that he sold something that belonged and has a shtar, so we say mistame chazaka ruba d'leisa kamon that ein einim chasma l'shtar kein nasa begodl. unless the fellow was already bar mitzvah, they wouldn't sign such a shtar. So the shtar is made that he was bar mitzvah. Unless you have the ferish right, that he's not, that he was a cotton. Okay, but if you don't know one way or the other, whatever this stuff, he can say, Mistom HaKol Be'ach Chazok, in this context means, Ruba Delay Sekamot. But that's what the Gemara says, no, the kasha from the Tasefta is better than the kasha from the Mishnah in Shviyas. Why? Mishnah in Shviyas just says, Mulcharim Ksherim. The Tasefta says, they wrote a shtar, the way Tesis learns, they wrote a shtar in Ov, before Shnas HaShemitah. And then the Malva said, I don't need a Shiv Nechasim from today. It's okay, you're going to sell some karka in the next month. I don't need a Shiv Nechasim. Shiv Nechasim can begin Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So one might have thought, how common is it that people lend money in Rosh Chodesh Nissan? You can say, Mistama HaKol B'Hech Shanasa. The Rav is that everything was legitimate. It's very rare that people will lend money Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Shnas HaShemitah, because Shemitah is going to come to an end soon. So he doesn't have too much time to collect. Just from Nissan till the end of Elul, then there's going to be Shemitah's Ksofim. So Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Holo Kasha, why didn't we ask from the Mishnah? Why did we ask from the Tesef? The Kasha we asked from the Tesef is strong. It's not so common because there isn't so much time left to go. It's highly unlikely that you should say they wrote a shtar in Ov and they wrote a date from the middle of Shnas HaShemitah. The Lamar Lishtare sounds a little ridiculous. It's going to write a later date as if the Halvot took place in the middle of Shemitah. People are going to think that it's Sheker. Afilohachi, the Gemara says. The rive still is that it's legitimate because people mistam hakol b'hech shenase. You still have the rive. The only time you have a right to farenfer, the malva is holding on to the shtar and he's farenfering everything. So since he has tvisit balashtar and he has a tainas balashtar, and the rive is that everything is good, so it's good. So the Gemara said the rive is still good. The rive is that it's still good, even though it's not as common.
This was before Prusbul.
Why didn't they write it Prusbul? What's the problem? We just make a proof. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Why does the Gemara ignore the... Why is it unusual? He can write a proof and solve this problem. I mean, the Tosefta preceded the days of Hillel. Ooh. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. So the Gemara says, the kashim from the Tosefta is stronger. Because one might have said, fine, the Malva Faremphas. He has Tvisas Balashtan, Tainas Balashtai Faremphas. But you still need the Ruba, the Leisa Kaman, the Chazakeh. Chazal Karuba Delesa Kaman, that everything was done in a legitimate fashion. So one might have thought that there's no Ruba Delesa Kaman. The Lamora Lishtarit. He's going to write a shtar that the people are going to want. Now, Felachi, the Gemara says, no, the Roiv still is that it's good. Kem the Shvi, Sofim Shametas, Shvi only cancels at the end of Elul. It doesn't cancel Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So still Machshirin, and still it's good. So I think that the Muki Yosef adds on. But what if he wrote it? What if he say, the Alva took place in Ov? And he wrote, write, let's say the halvot took place in Nissan of Shnas HaShemitah, and he says, write the date, Chav Zayin Elul. You're holding by the end of Shemitah, Mamish. He made halvot in Nissan, and he says, Ichru v'kasvu, and he wrote the date 2 days before Rosh Hashanah at the end of Shnas HaShemitah. So I think that the Mukhi Yisrael says, when the Gemara would appear, that that's no good. There you don't have a Ruba Delesa Kamon. The Ruba Delesa Kamon is that there's something fishy over here. If the date Ichru v'kasvu is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so okay, that's reasonable. But you're going to say, the Ruba Delesa Kamon is that Mistama, he said, write a later date, and it should sound like he made a halva 2 days before Shemitah cancels all the chayves. That's highly unlikely. So there wouldn't be, then you wouldn't have the right to say, Shem Ichru v'kasvu. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar is, medayik from the gist of the Gemara.
According to
Tosfos,
where you're being ma'acher after the
halva
already actually happened, like Shas halva, What would the din of parati be? Because if the shtar says, you know, Nisan, but I say parati a month or two before that, right? So at that point, it shouldn't be considered a milvah b'shtar because the shtar didn't even exist yet.
What's he should be believed to say parati?
The shtar v'yadi my body wouldn't why would that apply if the shtar isn't even supposed to be existing yet? It's not. The star just says, you know, what happened then.
But
so
he produces the star.
What?
He produces, the mother comes to the life and he says, here, I have a star that you owe me money.
Yeah, the star says a later date. So the star isn't, you know, there's no real edus yet because it can be made on something that,
it's dumb that we assume. They're going to ask him, how come he has later date? They'll say later date because he was mevater on the Shiv and the Chos until that day. They'll explain that away. How can he come before the Zman HaKos of Ishtar? So he says, I was mevater on the Shiv and the Chos until then.
So it's still considered a Mila Bishtar, even though the Shtar,
yeah, I think so,
isn't being made on that.
The Zman HaKos of Ishtar is the correct Zman for the purpose of the Shiv and the Chos, but not for the Shiv and the Guf. The Shtar says he owes the money. I would think so. Yeah.
I think the Rambam writes about a shtar muktam that the shtar itself is not really possible, but you just can't be gova from the nechasim b'shubadim. But he seems to indicate that the shtar itself seems to work without, but just can't be gova. So maybe you could say a similar thing over here. There's just something fishy with the shibud, but the shtar itself is a valid shtar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good. Yes.
According yes. to the book of Yeshiv, if you were having a masla, then let's think I needed the money for 2 days.
Uh huh.
Then it.
You can fire him for that too. Okay, so what to work on. Okay, we better stop here. We got a lot of mincha. Okay, so tomorrow I should continue with the Gemara, or we should do the Parsha. Okay, we need someone to have a vote. Yeah. The guy who usually takes the vote is not here.
Okay. What time is
going to
be? It's
going to
be early?
4 to 11? It's 4 to 11 or 7 to 11?
Whatever time is good for you.
The number of Bible classes.
What? 12:45 is easy for me.